My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. One of my favorite books of all time is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. It talks about how the devil controls our minds, what the devil uses in order for us to constantly drift through life. One of the fears that the devil uses is scarcity. Every single time that you feel the fear of scarcity, that you don't have enough money, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough love, you fall into this trap of being controlled. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to lower your energy, lower your standard, and drift through life. Because a man that drifts through life cannot make an impact. A man that's drifting is going to become a victim. A man that's drifting can't create a legacy. That's why it's important for you to work on your emotional fitness. Emotional fitness allows you to tap into that fear and use it as fuel. Don't let the fear of scarcity stop you from going all in. Don't let the fear of scarcity stop you from connecting with God at a deeper level. Don't let the fear of scarcity remind you that you're not good enough. Because the truth is, you're more than enough. You have more than enough. There hasn't been one day that God hasn't delivered for you. There hasn't been one day in your life that He hasn't provided for you. So why are we so afraid of scarcity? Last week I interviewed a man that has 16 life sentences. That he was supposed to serve 16 life sentences. And I interviewed him and talk about scarcity of time, scarcity of freedom. Like he said, when he was given that sentence, he knew that he didn't deserve it. He knew that the crime that he committed didn't deserve the punishment. So then he started working on himself, working on his mindset, and continued to appeal and appeal and appeal. Eventually, after 8 years, he was freed. He was pardoned. See, what kind of mindset you have to have in order for you to continue to believe that you're going to be free after you receive 16 life sentences? Some of us can't even comprehend that, the type of mindset, the type of spiritual connection, the type of faith that you need to have. And yet some of us are just struggling because we don't have enough money, we don't have enough time, and we don't know what it's like to lose our freedom. When the man came out of jail, he decided to create an impact in this world. And he's built multiple companies, multiple brands. He's worked with very known artists. And now he's making a difference because he knows that freedom doesn't come from the outside. Freedom comes from within. If you're still slave to your money, slave to your time, slave to your business, slave to what people think of you, you're not free. If you let the devil control you by fear, you're not free. My intention for you today is to work on your emotional fitness, to be free. To work on yourself, to be free. Free your mind, free your spirit, free your soul, in order for you to manifest into reality whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you desire. Understand that shit could always be worse. Stop complaining. Stop playing the victim. Stop living on fear. And begin to lead with power. Because that's what men with the edge do. Every single day we face our fears. We turn into fuel. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it. Live it. Experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.